USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The presidential budget is on its way to Congress. The White House sending it to Capitol Hill a short time ago. It's a proposal that makes deep cuts in domestic spending while continuing to boost the Pentagon's budget. And it seeks more than $8 billion to help construct a southern border wall, which Democrats say is a non-starter. And Democrats now run the House. The president has criticized the chairman of the Federal Reserve many times, especially for interest rate hikes over the past year. But Jerome Powell says he's not worried about losing his job.
Can the president fire you?
Well, the law is clear that I have a four-year term, and I fully intend to serve it.
So no, in your view?
No.
Powell there on CBS... Powell there on CBS's 60 Minutes, where he also downplayed some recent fears about a coming recession. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally, lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Many airlines around the globe are now grounding their Boeing 737 MAX 8 planes after the crash of one of them in Ethiopia yesterday. An Ethiopian Airlines Boeing 737 MAX 8. It killed 157 people, including 8 Americans. One example, the Ministry of Transportation in Indonesia has ordered the planes there to be grounded. Here in the States, Southwest and American Airlines use them, and both say they're confident in the plane and won't be grounded. Grounding theirs. Meanwhile, after at least a dozen of those killed yesterday were listed as employees of United Nations-affiliated organizations, a UN spokesman says,
"The UN Geneva family is expressing its heartfelt condolences to the families and to the loved ones of all the victims of this tragedy."
A vigil is being held today in Beauregard, Alabama, the Lee County community where 23 people were killed by tornadoes a week ago yesterday. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Britain's Parliament is poised to vote on a plan to leave the European Union. The Tuesday Brexit vote coming less than 3 weeks before the UK is scheduled to end its four-decade membership in that trading bloc. Still unclear why, but heart attacks are expected to strike more people today, as there's around a 24% jump in heart attack cases reported at hospitals across the nation on the Monday after daylight savings time takes effect. Researchers say it's probably an effect of losing an hour of sleep when the clocks are set forward the night before. Just 1 hour lost can have a harmful effect on many people. To our weekly look at gasoline prices, the national average for a gallon of it is now at its highest level in over 3 months. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
That national average is now at $2.48 a gallon, up 5 cents from last week. Patrick Nahan of GasBuddy.com tells us California had the highest at $3.31, while Texas was tied with Mississippi with the lowest at $2.21. Some states had dramatic increases.
The biggest weekly jump happening in Indiana, where prices raced up by 14 cents a gallon, followed by West Virginia, where prices rose 11 cents, and Ohio, where prices rose 10 cents on average.
I'm John Clemens.
We hope you'll check out our newly redesigned website at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Our local forecast here today at HuntertonChamberRadio.com. From Flemington, the surrounding area, it's 43 out there right now. I'll be in the 50s today, sunny, clear on the overnight, low in the upper 20s. Sunny on Tuesday, high near 41, clear Tuesday night, low in the mid-20s. 40s again on Wednesday, a little clouding into Thursday, high near 55. Showers likely later on in the evening Thursday night, going into Friday. Highs could reach 60 on Friday. A little bit more rain Friday night, clearing up Saturday. Hopefully, highs in the upper 40s, and sunny on Sunday. Stay tuned for Chef Bill's Table.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Chef Bill Kinslow. I'm here at the Chamber for Chef Bill's Table every Monday live, and thereafter in the archived podcasts, talking about our food celebrations, food holidays, techniques, buying, purchasing, anything, right? So we got St. Patrick's Day, another big food holiday. My sons always like food holidays. Don't have to worry about all the other pressure of gift giving and things like that. Just celebrate a great meal. And of course, this is more the day where the pubs and the bars can get involved. It's difficult for some of these places to do a, you know, say Thanksgiving dinner or Easter Sunday dinner or something, but the St. Patrick's Day celebration, of course, is everywhere. And it started, I think, you know, there's plenty of history on it, where it came from. Obviously, the corned beef is an American product. In Ireland, it would have been the bacon, the cured pork loin, and some of the belly. They call them rashers or the back bacon. Canadian bacon, similar, except it's smoked. I think in Ireland, I think they had smoked versions and cured versions. I've had both. If you can find it, if you like that type of food, corned beef, of course, is the brisket normally. I mean, you kind of use the round, but it's normally the brisket. And it's cured or corned, but not smoked. If you want it smoked, then you go to the pastrami, different flavor. But corned beef and cabbage, obviously, was the pub food. If you remember the old comic strip, Bringing Up Father, Maggie and Jiggs. Jiggs, they'd won the lottery, and of course were millionaires, but Jiggs still liked to go hang out with his friend at Dinty Moore's, the pub, and always came home, I think, reeking of corned beef and cabbage, right? It's a good one-pot meal. In New England, very traditional meal, the boiled dinner. You can get as simple as you want with this dinner, or you can go a little bit fancy, meaning some of the vegetables, you use maybe smaller vegetables. You can glaze the corned beef if you like. If you don't want to do the corned beef, obviously a cured pork loin would work very well. But we're going to cover it, look at some other possibilities too. We like in the at Jake's, we like to make the beef and Guinness, which we'll do periodically anyway. It's just a great, good meal. Very simple. Beef, gravy, some potatoes. I throw a little carrots in there. The Irish stew is always nice. The simmered lamb stew. Very tasty. Two ways. Some people like to brown the lamb first. I like to just shock it in the hot broth. Leave it kind of a blonde color. What else? Seafood. What people forget is, of course, the British Isles surrounded by water. Mussels are a great dish. And if you're looking to do a, it's a Sunday, so, you know, maybe it's good to cook, right? If you've got the day off, if you have all day or most of the day, because the corned beef takes a little time. I know there's the supermarkets might have some already, or your favorite restaurant. I know we sell a lot of it to go. People like to get it to go, and especially if it's a small household. You know, a piece of corned beef, it's a few hours of simmering, and then you've got to you got to use at least a 3 or 4 pound piece, so you have plenty of food left over for corned beef hash, right? That's you always have to have that the day after. But I'm thinking of mussels, salmon or smoked salmon, you know, especially if you want something for a first course, or Dublin lawyer. Dublin lawyer, that's a dish made with lobsters. Of course, the lobsters there, the North Atlantic, same as the ones we get over here from Maine or Canada with the claws, and very simple with an Irish whiskey cream. You could substitute shrimp in there. It wouldn't be bad. But another option, if you're not into the heavier meat item, there's still plenty of food that you can celebrate Irish heritage with. But it's really the that's kind of like, Italian-American food got very popular. It's not, some of that food is not strictly Italian, but a little bit of the influence using the ingredients that were here. And the same with this, with the corned beef. I think because the Jewish immigrants found it here, of course, you could have something that wasn't pork, but it would taste like a ham, a cured meat, and also it was a way of preserving early on also. There wasn't refrigeration, so you always had some kind of pickled or corned meat. It used to be on ships. The nitrite in there that turns it pink was so the meat didn't just seem gray. It was to replicate that nice, medium or medium rare beef when it was cooked. That was part of the reason for putting that. Plus, an antibacterial, antimicrobial, whichever term you want, but it would keep spoilage down. And you see that even through our South with the hams. They were rubbed with salt, which would cure, draw out some of the moisture, and then, of course, they were smoked. Another preservation method. So a lot of these items nowadays that we like to eat came out of necessity. Now that we have modern refrigeration and packaging and freezing and all these good transportation, we just like to use these preservation methods for flavor. It's not really for preserving the harvest. We've got a break for a couple of messages here. We'll be back and we'll start... look at what we do with corned beef. Also, soda bread. Soda bread. There's a lot of different ones out there. And it's really like the big biscuit. It's very easy to make, and maybe we can throw some of that together. Chef Bill's Table.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Table here at WHCRDB. So, what do we start? So, corned beef. I guess that's for most people, that's the main event. And do you buy it already cooked? Do you cook it yourself? There's a lot of different cures out there. There's different amounts of what we call pump, the water added to it. Obviously, when you're think of corning as brining, I guess, you know, but with the nitrates in there to preserve and turn it pink, nitrites turn it pink, pink salt. You can actually do your own. It would take several days for the curing process, but if you'd like to kind of control your own product there, you can cure your own brisket or. If you wanted to do the pork, I've done pork loins, pork tenderloins, whichever one, you know, if you want to be really authentic, make yourself some Irish bacon or find some. It's not always available. I know that, there's probably packaged slices of it, you know, for the old fry up the for the breakfast. But if you want to do a whole loin, probably have to get a piece and do it yourself. But anyway, the corned beef, so brisket's what we normally think of. And you can get a whole brisket. Of course, they're pretty big, 14, 15 pounds at least. You can get first cut, which will be fairly lean. They probably have them, you know, cut in half. I like some of the fatty part that's on top. And you're simmering this for a long time, but you really, the contrast between the two parts of the brisket, it's like when you're barbecuing, right? You want some of the lean, some of the fat. When you're carving, the grain does run a little bit different way when you're slicing it, so oftentimes we'll take off the cap part and slice that across the grain and then slice the rest. It's a different angle. But when you're cooking the corned beef, it's, of course, simmered. And even though there's already spices and the corned beef's already, you know, been seasoned and it's got, usually in the bag there, you'll see some liquid and a little crumbled bay leaf and peppercorns, mustard seeds, coriander, many things in the cure. What we like to do with the water for this is still add a chopped onion, and if you like a little bit more garlic, you can put a couple of garlic cloves in there, maybe some celery leaves, just to kind of flavor the water a little bit. You don't need to salt the water. So what we do is just enough water to cover the meat, and we like to, just like with the lambs do, like to get the water simmering first and then put in the meat. Instead of just letting it, if you start with cold water, it kind of leaches more flavor out of the meat. The broth will be great, but the meat might not be as tasty. We've also, at the restaurant, we slow cook them at 250 degrees. Actually, you can cook them right in the bag that they come in. If you poke a few holes in it, and in a real, again, an oven at home, you know, we'd have to go down to probably 225 degrees. It would take some time. But you could actually do that. It's just kind of like cooking it in its own roasting bag. Now you do get a little bit more intense flavor because the cure, you're not really diluting it with any broth or water. You do get a little bit more intense flavor on the corned beef. So we like to do that in the slow oven in the bag. You say we'll cut a couple of slits in the bag. There's usually a little seasoning packet. We'll kind of rub that, you know, sneak in through, just like a surgeon, through an incision there and rub the seasonings on the meat, and then cook the corned beef right in the bag that it comes in. As long as there's plenty of liquid on the other side, it's not going to burn, just like a roasting bag. But at any rate, when you're simmering the corned beef, you don't want to boil it hard, you just want to simmer. Take anywhere from 2.5 to 3 or 3.5 hours. We go by weight and time with our ovens. But really the true test is with a cook's fork, the two-pronged fork. You're going to pierce the meat at some, you know, maybe the thick part of it, and see if you can twist the fork a little bit. If the fork twists, then, of course, the meat is done. If there's still some resistance there, you may want to let it go a little bit longer. Some people like to, after the corned beef is cooked, is drain it and then trim off the fat and put a glaze on it. That'd be kind of a New England style. If you like that little sweetness, a little mustard and brown sugar, maybe some beer or white wine, some kind of liquid there. But glaze it and put it back in the oven. The advantage of doing that is you can cook the meat and then have that broth to cook all your vegetables in. It's a little bit easier to time it that way. Otherwise, if you're doing the one pot, you've got your corned beef there. You've got to kind of check it and you say, all right, it's about, you know, half hour or so away from being done. So then we put on our potatoes and our carrots, cabbage, things like that that you want to serve with it. And then the other option is to cook your corned beef, let it rest, and then use that broth, especially for the cabbage and the potatoes. Cook them right in that broth that you cooked the corn, that kind of get made from cooking the corned beef, because you need that. You need the salt, you need the flavor. And you don't want to waste that. It really adds to the flavor of the, otherwise, you know, it's just like plain boiled food, right? So what we look for with corned beef, the brisket, again, that's the best part. It's got some fat to it. You'll see corned beef round out there from the leg, very lean. If you like your corned beef lean, of course, that would be the one to buy. A lot of places use it for sandwiches, but of course you're always adding some kind of mayonnaise or dressing or something to that anyway. So I'm not a fan of the round. I guess if I was going to julienne it or something on a salad, that would make more sense. But for me, for the hot meal, the brisket's the one. For cabbage, now, for years I used to just take the nice green cabbage and cut it into wedges, leave the core there so the leaves stay attached. So you cut it, depending on the size of the head, you could be 4, 6, or 8 wedges, and we would cook those in the broth until they're very, very tender. You don't want to, really don't want al dente cabbage. You want it to be fully cooked. It's like kind of like onions. You eat them raw, like cabbage, you can have a slaw. It's got one flavor, but when you cook the cabbage, of course, it takes on a whole different character. You know, sweetens it up, gets some of the acid out of there. It's just like caramelized onions versus a bite of crisp raw onion. Two ends of the spectrum. So the cabbage, what I found was, I saw a technique where you do caramelized cabbage, or you could braise cabbage, but this calls for slicing the cabbage in long shreds, think of a long cut coleslaw instead of a short cut. So you've got the shreds of cabbage, or if you were doing onions for onion soup. This is the same idea. I use a little canola oil, and you sweat, meaning just quick saute the cabbage, get some of the moisture coming out of it. And then you could season it, or you could use some of the broth from the corned beef, which would be better. And cook it slowly till the cabbage is fully cooked. And you want to evaporate the liquid. So at the end, you're getting a little bit of browning and caramelization. It really transforms the cabbage into something special. Just like the humble onion, when you caramelize or you make an onion jam or an onion soup, that what happens to those onions, with patience, you don't just throw them over high heat and burn it. You want to caramelize slowly at the end. Make sure the cabbage is cooked. Always better to do the browning at the end. If you do the browning too much up front, then you've got nowhere to go. You've got to cook it longer, and you only risk over browning it, maybe burning it. But the caramelized shredded cabbage, we found it in the restaurant, much easier for service, a lot less messy than dealing with all the big wedges of cabbage. Plus, you're sure it's cooked. Sometimes the wedges, they're a little more compact or a little loose. You want the cabbage to be fully cooked. But the braised caramelized cabbage is really the way to go in my book. Potatoes, of course, you can use your favorites. We normally use Yukon Golds most of the year, but for the Irish meal, we go for the red potatoes, the waxy. They're a little more dense, don't break down. They're not as starchy. You want something that's, again, in the stew pot there, that's going to hold its shape well. We'll either take the large ones and cut them into big chunks, or you could take the small ones, and either leave them whole or cut them in half. But those potatoes would be, again, my choice. We're not making mashed potatoes. We want something that's going to retain its shape. We've got a break for news. And now I see that my life has been so good.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The presidential budget is on its way to Congress. The White House sending it to Capitol Hill a short time ago. It's a proposal that makes deep cuts in domestic spending while continuing to boost the Pentagon's budget. And it seeks more than $8 billion to help construct a southern border wall, which Democrats say is a non-starter. And Democrats now run the House. The president has criticized the chairman of the Federal Reserve many times, especially for interest rate hikes over the past year. But Jerome Powell says he's not worried about losing his job.
Can the president fire you?
Well, the law is clear that I have a four-year term, and I fully intend to serve it.
So no, in your view?
No.
Powell there on CBS. Powell there on CBS's 60 Minutes, where he also downplayed some recent fears about a coming recession. And this is USA Radio News.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bellawood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators, beautiful floors for less.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
Just as an aside here, right back at the table, by the way, Chef Bill, I've got an announcement here, the 10th Annual Women's Leadership Summit. It's going to be Tuesday, April 9th at Hawk Point Golf Club in Washington, New Jersey. It's 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. There's panel discussions, breakout sessions. Summit includes breakfast and lunch. You can register at 100andchamber.org or call 908-782-7115. So if you're interested, looks like a good lineup there. Keynote speakers and all kinds of good stuff. Spend the day learning how to lead your business. All right, so we're back here. So corned beef, cabbage, potatoes, soda bread. And a lot of times the grocery stores will have it. I think it's been out for already a couple of weeks. And oftentimes it ends up being kind of like almost like a raisin bread with some whole wheat in it. I mean, it's good bread, don't get me wrong. The little bit of dried fruit in there does go well with the salty corned beef. But some would say that it's not really soda bread. Soda bread was a quick bread. For centuries, yeast was used to leaven or raise bread, and nobody understood it, really. It was just, you know, yeast are in the air. But flour and water would ferment, and you'd get some aeration in there, and, oh, nice, it's better than a flatbread, which would be, in many cultures, that was still is the bread, not leavened. So once, when Pasteur found the microbes there, I guess, then people started worrying about, this is poison, it's not good for you, we have to do something else. And apparently the baking soda worked, natural. I mean, it's a chemical substance, but it's a natural one. Our native people in this hemisphere were the ones using it. Came from soda ash or something, potassium. I forget the chemistry on it, but The indigenous people were using that already to raise their bread products or flatbreads, whatever you want to call them. And with the baking soda, which came along first, you need it's a base. You need an acid. When you get the two together, then you create bubbles, carbon dioxide. With the yeast, it's the sugar and the yeast makes your carbon dioxide and alcohol. So fermentation had been done for a long, long time. The soda bread, though, worked. Buttermilk was always available for making butter. You always had that little bit of soured, that cultured milk left over. So there's your acid, and then you had the baking soda, bicarbonate soda, that could be added and create aeration, so you get, you know, bread with some kind of fluffiness and texture versus just a flat cake. So the soda bread, really think of it like a big biscuit. Now, of course, in our South, biscuits, we know they're very tender. You don't mix them too much. You cut them some shortening. They're flaky. Soda bread, similar ingredients. In fact, baking mixes were developed over here with the Puritans. They would just have you call it self-rising flour now, I guess. Bisquick. There's many things out there, baking mixes out there. Very nice innovation. Just add water and some shortening or oil, an egg if you like, and then you've got either a biscuit or a bread or a pancake. So the soda bread, I think you could actually probably make it with a baking mix if you want, but very simple ingredients, no fruit, maybe caraway seed if you like. But as a biscuit where you mix it just gently and then make your cuts. The soda bread, you knead it a little bit, so it does activate the gluten in the flour, so you get a little bit more strength, a little more structure. You make the small loaves, then you can slice the bread afterwards. A biscuit's kind of hard to, you can kind of break them apart, but you can't really slice a biscuit down to, perpendicular to the table. Then the soda bread, the cross was cut in, some would say, to ward off the devil. But really, it just helps because it's like a dome-shaped loaf there, it just helps bake it more evenly. So soda bread, something you can get it in the store, but to me it's kind of like almost like a raisin bread. As I say, it's not a bad product, but if you want to go traditional, you would get the plain Irish soda bread. Or make your own. Where do I find the words to say? How do I teach him? What do we play? Bit by bit, I've realized that's when I. All right. Had to cough a little bit, that's why I interrupted. Apologize for that. So let's say, we don't want to do corned beef. We want to do beef and Guinness. Beef and Guinness is another great dish, good any time. We like to, like any beef stew, I mean, you can buy stew meat. It's already cut, but I like to control kind of the grain, the way the meat's cut, the size, and the fat content. Plus, then I know when it's coming from. So you get a good piece of chuck. You could do a boneless roast, a boneless short rib, a chuck flap, FLAP, flap meat, if you can find it, is very uniform. Or even the Terrace Major, they call it. Sometimes you'll see them called pub steaks, things like that. You could cut that. They look like small tenderloins. They could be cut into either cubes or even medallions if you want and braise them. Trouble with that is, they get tender when they're cooked, but then after a while, they break down pretty easily. So that chuck, that flat meat, or boneless short rib would be my choice. Or again, get a boneless chuck roast. Then you can take out any huge amounts of fat and just get nice, even cubes. You want to brown this, though. You want to brown the beef for beef and Guinness. Basically, for 3 pounds of beef cubes, you'll need about maybe 2 cups or so of Guinness stout. You can use, if you don't have stout or you don't, you can make almost like the Flemish dish, the Carmenade Flamande, using maybe another kind of beer. You don't want anything too hoppy, though. The Guinness is good because it's kind of like coffee, chocolate. It's a little bit bitter. We always brown some onions with it. I like to throw some carrots in there toward the end and let them cook, and it just kind of sweetens up the pot a little bit there, along with the onions, because, again, you want to offset that bitterness of the stout. But brown the meat well, and then add your vegetables. A little bit of tomato paste doesn't hurt whenever you're making a brown sauce. Of course, it enriches the color and the flavor. We like to flour the beef, so it's got not only that flavor, but it helps thicken the sauce. So you're basically braising this in beer. I like parsley, thyme, black pepper, salt. A little broth if you need it. And, again, depending on the size of the beef chunks, you know, it's going to take a couple of hours to simmer this, make it nice and tender. We finish it at the end, if you need to, with a little bit of some kind of sweetener. So it could be brown sugar. It could be, maple syrup, if you like. Regular sugar. Not much. You don't want it to come off sweet, but you just taste it for that bitterness of the stout. And you'll have a nice braise. Good to make this ahead. Always better, like any stew, after it sits overnight, the flavors come together. But we just would serve this over. You could do some steamed or boiled potatoes or noodles if you like, but we like the smashed potatoes, we call them, at the restaurant. And they're almost kind of like, what do they call it? Champ, I think, in Ireland or England. The crushed potatoes with some scallion and parsley. We put scallion, parsley, butter, cream, sour cream, everything. You leave the skins on. It's not mashed into a puree. That's a whole different nice dish to do. But a little bit of texture and some of the skin. Kind of a mash with some, some parsley and chopped scallion in there. Makes a nice base for your beef and Guinness. Okay, so beef and Guinness. Next, I think we've got to look at the Dublin lawyer. Oh, Irish stew. Lamb stew. Lamb cubes, and oftentimes you can find the cubes. I like, to use the shoulder if you look for them. And here I don't mind a little bit of the fat in there. I want that flavor. I like the flavor of lamb. Some people think it's too strong, but our domestic lamb is very mild. I don't know if I would use the leg meat for this. It might be a little bit too lean. I mean, if lean is your thing, it'll work, but you're not going to have as much of the lamb flavor. But I like with the lamb stew, the cubes, I will bring, actually, you could probably use a little chicken bouillon so it salts the water. But bring your water to a boil that you're going to cook the meat in, and then I drop it in, so it kind of recovers. It's not really searing it or sealing it, but it does keep some of the flavor from leaching out into the broth. You want to preserve that meat, preserve the texture and the shape. And I would have ready, I like this one. You can load it with vegetables, too. The lamb's not really inexpensive anymore, but this is a good one to stretch out, because the broth really tastes good. You can thicken it, or you cannot thicken it, depending. Here, I would use the starchier potatoes, because they would help thicken it without having to put some flour in there. So we're not browning this; we're just simmering it. So as you start simmering it, of course, you might see a little foam come to the top. You'll skim that off. That's just proteins coming out. Not the end of the world if you don't, but it just gives you a little bit. better texture in your sauce. But definitely potatoes. Here's where I like to put the root vegetables in, the carrots, the turnips, you know, parsnips. You want some pearl onions in there. You can always put some peas in at the end if you like. But really this one does well with the nice, hearty root vegetables. We'll make it without potatoes and then serve it either with some steamed red potatoes or on some smashed potatoes. If you're making a one pot at home, you know, put the potatoes right in. But if you like your potatoes separately, you know, make it without, and then you can put it over, again, if you wanted to put over noodles instead of potatoes, you could do that also. But lamb stew would be a nice, another something, a change from the corned beef, or, you know, if you don't like that kind of thing, you don't like the corned beef, the lamb stew would be a great way to celebrate. We've got a break for a couple of messages here, and we'll be back. Finish up our St. Patrick's Day.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody just...
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Back at Chef Bill's table here.
That shape is my shame. Then where are you?
Finishing up our St. Patrick's suggestions, I guess I'll call them. Oh, by the way, I know some guests used to like a little sauce for the corned beef. You know, you're not really making gravy with this thing. And just to moisten it, we have a horseradish cream that we use at the restaurant for our Cajun, our Jake steak, and sweet potato fries, you know, smoked salmon. It's basically just, you know, the grated horseradish and sour cream. We don't put any mayonnaise or anything like that in there. So this horseradish cream, also, people like it with prime rib, with steak. Very simple. So with the corned beef, what you do is you take some of this horseradish cream and a little bit of the corned beef broth, the broth that you've cooked the meat in, and mix it. So it's fairly thin. It's kind of like a horseradish cream with that little bit of saltiness from the corned beef. And I know some guests used to like to use that as kind of a sauce. So it makes sense. And also, a lot of times people like mustard. Of course, with any cured meat, mustard is good. If you'd like to make your own English style, of course, the Coleman's, the dry mustard flour, some people will just mix that with a little bit of water. That's kind of like your Chinese mustard also. Very hot. The more you stir, you know, the old saying is the more you stir it, the hotter it gets. Because mustard really is, you know, it's the ground mustard seeds. And it could be either some wine, some vinegar, a combination of those. If you just use water, you'll get a nice hot mustard to, again, cut some of the heaviness, if you will, the fattiness of the corned beef. So, yeah, we're not looking to make gravy for corned beef. And if you're glazing it, of course, you've got that already that sweetness on the outside. So that's another option also. Glaze the corned beef at the end like you would a ham, and then you've got that counterpoint to the saltiness. So it's for Dublin Lawyer, and for this one, I've done it with lobster tails. You can do this. You get little chunks of lobster tail meat. Probably the easiest way to do it, but the better way, of course, is to steam, par cook some live lobsters and take the meat out of the shell just like you would for a lobster roll or anything else. You could leave the tails whole, actually. They come up pretty easily, or split them in half so you got two nice big pieces there. Claws you try to leave whole, but it's basically with the main lobsters, you can par cook them, take the meat out of the shell, and then saute it again. It stays nice and tender. The other thing would be, again, to use some lobster tails and just take the meat out of the shell, cut it into chunks, and you'll have also just sauteed with, it's really just Irish whiskey and some heavy cream. You could put a little cayenne pepper if you want some heat in there. Definitely need some salt. Some recipes call for maybe some mushrooms or mushrooms and scallions. I kind of like it as it is. Just the lobster whiskey you used to see on menus years ago. But with the Irish whiskey, Irish whiskey is not really peaty like Scotch. It's triple distilled, very pure, good product. But it is different than an American whiskey in flavor. Lobster and cream obviously go together. Some dishes we've done, you know, Madeira cream. We've done brandy cream. I mean, different countries have different ways of saucing the shellfish like that. If you didn't want to do lobster, shrimp would work very well with the whiskey cream. Saute the shrimp, add the whiskey, and when you're reducing the cream, if the shrimp, or, you know, if it's already cooked, I would remove the shrimp and let the sauce cook down a little bit. You don't want to overcook the seafood. But besides that, I mean, you know, traditionally, I guess you put it with some rice. You could have a vegetable with it, watercress, maybe a little watercress salad on the side. But that would be if you didn't want to use a whole lot, it would be a great first course. Or again, if you like seafood and you're not a meat eater, I mean, it'll be a good way to celebrate. Also mussels. I think mussels would be a quintessential Irish dish. Again, you could do those with cream. You could just do the white wine and butter. But no matter what, or maybe the combination. Maybe do some mussels and lobster and have a feast. That way, and if you had your soda bread without the fruit, it would probably make more sense. But you could have yourself actually celebrate with a nice seafood dinner. And, other presentations, and we've done in the past, one colleague of mine, Paul Engineer, he used to do a corned beef Wellington. He had a fancy, the Perryville Inn. So he had, served Irish food, but how do you upscale it? And people have done spring rolls with the corned beef. We've done Reuben spring rolls before, but he would do the corned beef, all the elements of the corned beef dinner, and in a puff pastry, just like a beef Wellington wrapped in puff pastry. And pretty interesting because you can do them ahead and then bake the little pastries off, and you've got your layer of corned beef and some cabbage in there and some other vegetables, and not too bad. So I would say enjoy the day no matter what you do. If you're going to your favorite place, by all means, just be careful. But otherwise, pull up some corned beef and get some Guinness or some Harps and have a ball on St. Patrick's Day. Chef Bill signing off here. And we'll be back next week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump has sent his budget proposal to Congress for the next fiscal year. Emphasis on the word proposal. His plan seeks more than $8 billion to help construct a massive southern border wall. That's a non-starter for Democrats who now run the House. He's also looking to trim the deficit by trimming domestic spending. Larry Kudlow, his top economic advisor, says,
and the president is proposing roughly a 5% across-the-board reduction in domestic spending accounts.
Breaking news out of the Democratic National Committee as Milwaukee has been chosen to host the party's national convention next year. Wisconsin is a key battleground state that President Trump won by a razor-thin margin in 2016. Republicans have already announced they'll be gathering in Charlotte, North Carolina for their convention in late August of 2020. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special. You'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end-of-the-year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Boeing 737 MAX 8 aircraft are being grounded in many nations after yesterday's crash of an Ethiopian Airlines jet of that model that killed 157 people, including 8 Americans. They've now been grounded in Ethiopia, as well as Indonesia, the Cayman Islands, and China. In the United States, Southwest Airlines and American Airlines use them and say as of now, they won't be grounding those planes. Former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe says former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort's prison was a shock to him.
I was really surprised by the sentence he was given. I think it's an incredibly lenient sentence.
McCabe speaking on CBS's Face the Nation on Manafort's prison term of 47 months for 8 counts of bank and tax fraud. Manafort is scheduled for another sentencing in Washington this week in another